Muncy, first Seager, now Turner, Cody Bellinger, Mookie Betts has done it again.
Oh, it's good to be back.
Renegade, renegade, renegade. I don't hold back for my enemy.
That's well hit. And it's a grand slam home run.
This is Morongo Casino World Champion Dodgers on deck.
Back to back, bottom of the first. Betts leaps and makes the catch.
There is no mission impossible. How could you stop the unstoppable?
Morongo Casino Dodgers on deck is brought to you by Chevrolet.
Find new roads.
UCLA Health.
Keeping you on top of your game.
Mutual of America.
Your retirement company.
That's back at the wall and that's gone. The fourth home run of the night for the Dodgers.
Children's Hospital LA.
From colds to cancer, we got this.
Jim Beam.
Official bourbon of the LA Dodgers.
And your SoCal Toyota dealers.
We make it easy.
Now with a pregame look at your World Series champion Dodgers.
Champions of baseball.
Here's your host, Tim Cates.
Hi, everybody, and welcome in to Morongo Casino Dodgers on Deck. Hope you're all well on this Friday afternoon. Your world champion Los Angeles Dodgers, 98-55 on the season. After taking 2-3 to start the road trip in Cincinnati, the Dodgers took 2-3 in Denver. Now the roadie continues with the start of a three-game series in Phoenix against the Diamondbacks. Tony Gonsolin on the mound in this series opener. First pitch from Chase Field in Phoenix is coming up at 6:40. Coming up over the next 60 minutes here on Morongo Casino Dodgers on Deck, we're going to hear from Dodger manager Dave Roberts. We'll check in with Dodger first base coach Clayton McCullough. That's coming up in 45 minutes. We'll get you tonight's starting lineup. We'll preview this pitching matchup in 30 minutes. Your chance to play the Six Flags most thrilling play of a game contest. Kirsten Watson is at Chase Field in Phoenix. She'll join us from the field coming up in just a couple of minutes. We'll also check in with Charlie Steiner and Rick Monday out at the booth. Well, yesterday in Denver, the Dodgers were down to their last out before winning in extra innings and picking up a game in the division. Max Scherzer got the start. The 37-year-old right-hander had been almost unhittable in his first nine starts with the Dodgers. Yesterday, just chalk it up maybe to the altitude, Coors Field, because Scherzer wasn't sharp. Five innings, he gave up five runs on six hits while striking out six along the way. The Dodgers offense gave him the early lead in the top of the second. A.J. Pollock, a leadoff double. Next batter, Austin Barnes, drove him in with a single to right. Dodgers with the 1-0 lead. The very next batter, Gavin Lux, with a single to right. Barnes and Lux would double steal, advancing to second and third. Three batters later, up came Corey Seager.
Second and third, two out. Freeland to Seager. And a little bloop into short right field is going to drop in for a base hit over the outstretched glove of Brendan Rodgers. Two runs come in to score, and the Dodgers have a 3-0 lead. A little dew drop in, a bloop single to right. Seager knocks in two, and the Dodgers lead by three.
Corey Seager with the two-run single. Dodgers up 3-0. The bottom of the third, though, the Rockies got all those runs back. Hilliard an RBI single. Kyle Freeland helped out his own cause with a two-run single. All Max Scherzer would do would give up three runs on four hits in the inning as the Dodgers and Rockies find themselves tied at three. The score remained tied until the bottom of the fifth. After a leadoff walk to the pitcher, Kyle Freeland, Max Scherzer gave up a two-run home run to Tapia. Rockies grabbed a 5-3 lead. The Dodgers bullpen would take over the rest of the way. In the eighth, the Dodgers did some damage with two outs. Trey Turner on second. A.J. Pollock hit a double to right center. That made it a one-run game. It was a 5-4 Rockies lead. In the ninth, the Dodgers desperate to get something going. Gavin Lux struck out to lead off the inning. Albert Pujols grounded out to short. Two up, two down. Dodgers down to their final out in Denver. Mookie Betts, though, a single to right. Corey Seager, an infield single. So they had two on and two out for Trey Turner, who delivered with a single to left. That scored Mookie. Believe it or not, the Dodgers tied the game at five, and they went to extra innings. In the top of the 10th, with the runner starting at second, Max Muncy led things off.
Max Muncy leading it off. And a fly ball to center field. It's going to be a long run back, way back, and it is gone! A home run! Max Muncy with his 35th home run of the year. And the Dodgers have a two-run lead It is now 7-5.
Max Muncy, two-run home run. That's the top-tier play of the game, brought to you by Arco Quality, top-tier gas for less. Dodgers, a 7-5 lead. The bottom of the 10th belonged to Blake Treinen. Mookie Betts, a great running catch in center field. The first out after a walk to Story. Treinen got C.J. Cron to bounce in to a game-ending double play. Dodgers win it in 10, 7-5. A huge come-from-behind win for the Dodgers, who improved to 98-55 on the season. With the Giants also losing yesterday, the Dodgers picked up a full game in the standings. They're now one game back of San Francisco in the Western Division of the National League with 9 games to go. Tonight, the Dodgers continue the road trip with the first of 3 from Arizona. And with more, we welcome in Charlie Steiner and Rick Monday. Guys.
All right, Tim, and down the stretch they come. 9 games left in the regular season over the final 10 days. There's going to be an off day on Monday. The Dodgers begin a 3-game series with the Diamondbacks after taking 2 of 3 from the Rockies. This year they beat the Rockies 13 out of 19. And the Dodgers have done even better against an Arizona Diamondback team, which has just been struggling from the get-go, having won 14 of 16. And before we talk about the series right in front of us, though, let's take a look back at the game last night that may have been the most consequential game of the year for the Dodgers, at least to this point.
Charlie, we've seen a lot of baseball over the years, and there are defining moments for teams if they're going to win something. Defining moments either with a base hit, with a game, whatever it may be. And did we see yesterday a defining moment for this Dodger ball club? Because they were down to their last strike with Mookie Betts in the 9th inning. They fought their way back. They came up with a run in the 8th, but in the 9th they're trailing, and they're down by a run. Betts gets a base hit. Then Corey Seager gets an infield single, and then Trey Turner comes on and gets the base hit to tie the game. And then for Max Muncy at the 2-run home run to lead off the 10th inning. Was that the defining moment for this Dodger ball club? Time will tell, but what a beginning to maybe the 9-game sprint that they're involved in right now.
So the Dodgers are in Arizona, of course, this weekend, off Monday, and then they've got the Padres and Brewers the final week of the regular season. The Giants are in Colorado this weekend. They finish up at home against Arizona and San Diego. And frankly, as we just alluded to, the Arizona Diamondbacks have just been awful this year. There's no getting around that. And the Dodgers have won 14 out of 16 and 5 of 6 at Coors Field. And frankly, with the Dodgers in hot pursuit of the Giants, trailing them by 1 game in the National League West, nothing less than a sweep will do.
Absolutely, because of the record, because of the numbers of the ball club. But the Dodgers have some work to do as well. Yes, they got off to an early start in yesterday's ballgame, but through the first 3 innings of a game, a team that is normally very selective and very patient at home plate was anything but that, because they had 11 different chases at pitches over the first 3 innings of pitches that were outside of the strike zone, and 6 of those 11 were on breaking pitches. And how much information did Arizona get on the results of yesterday's game of the Dodgers not being patient or selective in breaking balls in particular? And are they going to see an extraordinarily high velocity as far as pitches and breaking stuff here tonight?
In the final 9 games of the regular season, the Dodgers trail the Giants by 1. Arizona at 49 and 104 are 50 games out of first place. They've been outscored at home this year by 81 runs. Again, so this is not to put any additional pressure on the Dodgers, but the facts are what the facts are, and the numbers say the Dodgers should and frankly need to win all 3 this weekend.
Absolutely, and just look at the numbers on runs alone. 14-2, the overall record, but how about 115 runs scored by the Dodgers too? Just 44 by Arizona. What does that mean for tonight's game? Absolutely nothing, except we know there's going to be an official start time. They're going to play the national anthem, and then the Dodgers have a 3-game series to sweep in Arizona.
It's going to be Tony Gonsolin hoping to go about 6 innings tonight, maybe as many as 90 pitches. against a rookie named Umberto Castellanos. We will detail that pitching matchup a little later on, Tip.
All right, thanks a lot, guys. Coming up here on Morongo Casino, Dodgers on Deck, we'll hear from Dodger manager Dave Roberts. David Vassay will sit down with Dodger first base coach Clayton Lucullo. We'll check in with DV throughout the show. We'll break down this pitching matchup with Tony Gonsolin going for the Dodgers. We'll have your chance to play this Six Flags Most Thrilling Play of the Game contest. So much to get to between now and first pitch. Up next, though, we go out to Chase Field in Arizona and check in with Kirsten Watson as we lead you up to Dodgers and Diamondbacks on this Friday night. Thanks for being with us. I'm Tim Cates. This is the World Champion Dodgers Audio Network. Dodgers and Diamondbacks start a three-game set from the desert. Tony Gonsolin, Umberto Castellanos, the pitching matchup. First pitch from Phoenix, set for 640.
Fly ball, the center field. It's way back at the wall. Gone, a home run.
The best drive of the game, brought to you by Adriana's Insurance.
2-1 to Trey Turner. Justin Turner on deck. Estevez delivers. And a ground ball in the left field for a base hit. That's rounding third. He's on his way home, and he will score. And the Dodgers have tied it at five. A two-out single to left for Trey Turner.
Trey Turner in the ninth. What a comeback for the Dodgers down to their final outs. He singles to left. That scores the run to tie it. Dodgers win it in 10, 7-5. Speaking of the best drive of the game, if you want to save on your auto insurance, only Adriana's Insurance can guarantee it. More options, no contract, just savings. Call them at 800-498-7000, 800-498-7000.
This is Kirsten's Corner.
Come out of the corner now.
With Kirsten Watson.
Kirsten now joins us before the Dodgers and Diamondbacks on this Friday night, brought to you by Cars for Kids. The Dodgers went in a thriller yesterday in Denver, and as they traveled from Denver to Phoenix, it was the final flight of the regular season, so that means it was time to dress up. And what outfits we saw last night, including you, Kirsten.
No, it was incredible. First, I mean, just the anticipation for them to come out of the clubhouse when we were leaving Denver, that was the first thing, because we had a certain time that we were all expected to get on the bus, and they were literally right up until the final minute and walked all out, and it was absolutely hilarious. There had been a few that I had been told about, the things that I could expect, but it was so much better than anything you could have imagined. I mean, even the fact that yesterday morning when I checked out of the hotel, I saw Bruce Dargrotterall in the lobby, and he was already in his Moana, or the character was Maui. He's already in his Maui costume, and you're just like, this is so good. And that was honestly, it fit him so perfectly. And like for Walker and Max Scherzer and Clayton and Julio to be the Sons of Anarchy, like Clayton had his piercing in his ear. And I was like, I don't know, Clayton, that looks like it might be real. Like, it's not a bad look. It was awesome. No, I mean, they got really into it. And I think it's the perfect kind of amount of camaraderie and just fun. Obviously the fact that they won yesterday, you said it was a bit of a thriller. I mean, even at the end of the game, that double play, I had a moment where I kind of forgot I had to go on the field to do the post game interview. Like, I felt like a fan. Like, I was just kind of like, oh man, that's amazing. And then I was like, oh, I have to go do my job now. Got it. You know, like I was laughing with Max after the game, because you just have those moments. And so the fact that the Knights, or it started there, so they had a lot of energy going into the clubhouse, then getting dressed, and to all come out. No, it was awesome. And I will say, I really put in some good thought into my costume. The Power Rangers was like my favorite show when I was a kid. But I was like, I need something that's going to give me cool points with the team, and I think I did just that.
You did. So. You did well. The Pink Power Ranger was a hit. Some costumes were better than others. There's a lot of creativity put into some, including Justin Turner. So he was Jeff Bezos.
Oh my goodness.
That was good.
Yes, that was a very good one. Had the Amazon box and everything.
Quickly, Tony Gonsolin gets the start tonight. I know you had a chance to talk to Dave Roberts. What's the plan, the hope for him tonight?
Yeah, so first I just said that his costume was fantastic as well. He was part of the whole Happy Gilmore group, and I can't leave them out because they did a very good job. But the plan for him, he's built up. So it's about 90 pitches. So let's say 6 innings, 90 pitches. But it really just depends on kind of if he goes through any stress in any of the innings, how he's just the command he has when he's out there on the mound. That'll be very telling. But I think if you're looking at really just like the pitch count, I'd say it's probably safe to be in the 90 range.
Kirsten, or should I call you Pink Power Ranger? Thank you very much. Great stuff as always, and we'll check in with you after the game tonight from Chase Field. Kirsten's Corner, sponsored by Cars for Kids. Now would be a great time to clean out your garage and donate that old car to Cars for Kids. See how easy it is by donating online at carsforkids.org or 877-CARS-FOR-KIDS. That's Cars with a K. Still to come here on Dodgers on Deck, we'll check in with David Vasse. We'll preview this pitching matchup, but up next, we'll get you an injury report, and we'll hear from Dodger skipper Dave Roberts. Leading you up to Dodgers and Diamondbacks on this Friday night, first pitch from Phoenix is set for 6:40. I'm Tim Cates. It's the World Champion Dodgers Audio Network. Dodgers and Diamondbacks start a three-game set from the desert. Tony Gonsolin on the mound. Dodgers start the night one game back of San Francisco in the NL West. First pitch from Chase Field coming up at 6:40.
This is the LA Dodgers Injury Report.
Presented by UCLA Health, keeping you off the injured list. Cody Bellinger on the IL with the fractured left rib. He's scheduled to come off the IL next Tuesday. That's the first available date. Don't see him coming off that time. Billy McKinney on the IL with the hip impingement. Garrett Clevenger, Danny Duffy also on the IL. In order to be successful on the field like the Dodgers have been, you need a good game plan, just like you do in business, to stop cybercrime from affecting your business. Threat to eliminate. ReliaQuest, defending the world's largest companies against cyber threats, making security possible at ReliaQuest.com. Here's the Dodger manager, Dave Roberts.
Anything else for Dave?
Dave, do you think...
Other questions for Dave?
Dave, can you just describe...
Dave, can you talk about the pressure?
In the Dugout with Dave Roberts.
Hey, Dave. With Tony Gonsolin starting today, where would you say his buildup is at this point, and what can we kind of expect from him today?
I think he's right where he needs to be. Depending on how the game goes, is a different discussion, but as far as 6-90, I like him there. And again, you know, how he's throwing the baseball and different options we might have in the pen kind of might change that, but he's in a good spot.
Saw you on TV with Alana today, and you mentioned that Cody Bellinger is not doing great, or words to that effect. What does that mean?
I just think that he's eligible to come off on Tuesday, and it's progressing. Probably not at the pace we would all like. So I think progress is a good thing, but I don't want to box him into playing on Tuesday. So when it happens, it happens. But it's just kind of a day-to-day thing.
So it's safe to say he hasn't been taking at bats, hasn't gone over to CBR yet?
He has not. And tomorrow is the first day he's going to swing the bat in batting practice. So we'll see how that goes.
And that'll be just in the cage?
Actually, he's probably going to get on the field.
And the lineup today, you dropped Justin Turner to six. That's as low as he's been since 2015. What prompted that?
I just want to give him a different look. I think that obviously he's been grinding, hasn't been getting the results. And so I think, you got to give Will credit. He's been consistent all year. I like him. I've moved him around, so I feel confident where he's at. And it just continues to just make a really good lineup, really good. I mean, I think that a lot of guys are interchangeable. I talked to Justin about it just to give him a heads up. And it doesn't bother him. He didn't bat an eye. He's just ready to help us win a ball game, regardless of where he hits in the order.
What do you think is behind the downturn for him?
I think the at-bat quality is unchanged from when it always is as far as quality. I think there's a little bit of unluck in there, and I also think probably the biggest part of it, and he'll attest himself, is when he's getting pitches to handle, the at-bat isn't ending. And I think that's common with all hitters. When you're not going great, when you get good pitches, you got to do something with them. And I think the last, I'd say, 4 to 5 weeks, he's probably missed more than he's used to doing. So, but hitting's hard. But like I said, with a lot of our guys, easy guy to bet on.
I think the last time we talked to him, he said he didn't feel like he was on time. Do you see his bat slowing down or anything with that?
No, it's not. I don't think it's a bat speed thing, Bill. I think it's like with his leg kick, the mechanics of the swing, and that's, I think, what he's referring to. The bat speed is still the same. So he's been goes through spurts like this, like all hitters do at times in a season. So maybe a little bit longer than we would have hoped this year, but like I said, I know he's going to turn it around and play big for us to finish out this season.
All right, there's manager Dave Roberts. When we continue here on Morongo Casino, Dodgers on deck, we'll check in with David Vasse as we're leading you up to first pitch on this Friday night. Dodgers and Diamondbacks from the desert. I'm Tim Cates, this World Champion Dodgers Audio Network. Leading you up to Dodgers and Diamondbacks on this Friday night. Morongo Casino, Dodgers on deck continues. Morongo Casino Resort and Spa, good times, less than 90 minutes from wherever you are. Tony Gonsolin on the mound. First pitch from Phoenix coming up at 6:40.
Joining Tim Cates on Dodgers on Deck.
I accept everybody for who they are.
This is Dodger Insider David Vasse.
All right, Dave, we heard Dave Roberts allude to it just a little bit there in his press conference about Justin Turner struggling. And you look up and, yeah, he's really in a slump right now.
Yeah, he has been in one since the second half began, Tim, and I know we take it for granted because Justin will always be there in October, but the Dodgers need him in September. And since the All-Star break, Justin's only hitting .227, even though he does have 10 home runs. But in September, he's only hitting .227, coming off an August where he only hit .216. And I thought it was interesting on the last homestand how I made a reference to the dog days of August, and he took it to an area that I thought was very candid and revealing about how he may be feeling, because he said a lot of position players coming off the 60 games into this full 162-game season again has really felt the wears and tears of the season. And I kind of want to believe that maybe he wasn't just talking about other players, where he may have been talking about himself. So he's never going to make excuses. He is always going to be there in the moments that the Dodgers need him the most. But it is a little concerning that he hasn't swung the bat as well in the second half as he did in the first half. And I will say this, we have seen Septembers like this before from Justin Turner, and then all of a sudden in October he turns it back on, and he, like I said, is one of the most clutch Dodgers that they have had on the team for the last 7 years. So it's a little concerning. You hope that his age isn't catching up with him, 36 years old, so hopefully he can turn it back around. But the Dodgers have more than enough talent that should be able to pick him up. And yesterday, he had one of the best at-bats against Kyle Freeland of any Dodger. He took him 9 pitches, and that is very Justin Turner-like, so hopefully that continues.
A dramatic come-from-behind win down to their final out yesterday, win it in 10 innings on the Max Muncy 2-run home run. Dave, can they take that momentum from the win and ride it the rest of the regular season?
Well, I said at the beginning of this road trip, I felt like the Dodgers needed to go 7-2, and that means sweeping the Arizona Diamondbacks while the Giants are up at Coors Field, where all bets are off, as we saw the last 3 games that the Dodgers played there. But I do feel like that was a significant day, and the way the lead changes happen within 2 minutes of each other while the Giants were in San Diego and the Dodgers were at Coors Field. That could be a day as we look back at this season and say that was the day the Dodgers were given the opportunity to get back into first place in the NL West. But it will go for naught if the Dodgers don't sweep these 3 games in Arizona.
Dodgers baseball is brought to you by Ford California. The future belongs to everyone, and now everyone can drive it with the 2021 Ford Explorer. The future comes standard at your Southern California Ford dealers. And in order to win, Dave, they're going to need the offense to really step it up the next 9 games.
Yeah, and they just haven't been up to par in September. You know, I've had people come up to me when Trey Turner and Mookie Betts finally got into the same starting lineup and told me this might be the best lineup on paper that the National League has seen in 30 years, but they haven't done it on the field. And what I've seen over the last 4, 5, 6, maybe even the month, is a lot of players chasing numbers, personal stats. And at this point in time in the season, you got to stop chasing your own numbers and have unselfish at-bats. And for the first 8 innings yesterday, I saw guys trying to chase numbers and not having unselfish at-bats. That changed in the 9th inning, and luckily for the Dodgers, they were able to come back against the Rockies. But with 9 games to go. I'm not sure what's being said in that hitters meeting today, but they certainly have to stress the importance of having unselfish at-bats and getting back to what the identity of the Dodger offenses of the last 8 years have been, and that's passing the baton, because we have not seen that consistently, and the pitching staff deserves it. The pitching staff has been the biggest reason why the Dodgers, with all these injuries, including to their starting staff, are just a game out of first place in the NL West.
Great stuff, Dave. We'll check back in with you in just a couple of minutes. Dodger fans, I need three contestants. You know what time it is. It's time for the Six Flags Most Thrilling Play of the Game contest. 866-987-2570. You predict the player and the inning. The most thrilling play will happen tonight. And if you're correct, you're going to win season passes to Six Flags Magic Mountain. 866-987-2570. Leading up to Dodgers and Diamondbacks on this Friday night. First pitch at 640. I'm Tim Cates. This is the World Champion Dodgers Audio Network.
The quest to go back to back is on.
Now that we finally won one, it's just you just don't take that for granted.
Morongo Casino Dodgers on Deck continues on the official home of your world champion LA Dodgers.
Dodgers and Diamondbacks from the desert. Game one of this three-game weekend set. Dodgers start the night one game back of San Francisco in the Western Division of the National League. Tony Gonsolin on the mound. First pitch coming up at 6:40. Right now, let's find out who's in and who's out of the Dodger lineup.
Gone, a home run.
This is today's starting lineups, brought to you by In-N-Out.
That's what a hamburger is all about.
Since 1948, In-N-Out has been making their burgers fresh to order from the highest quality ingredients. It's a family tradition at In-N-Out, because that's what a hamburger is all about. Here's how Dave Roberts' lineup looks tonight. Leading off in right field is Mookie Betts. Batting second and shortstop is Corey Seager. Batting third at second base is Trey Turner. Batting cleanup at first base is Max Muncy. Batting fifth and doing the catching is Will Smith. Batting sixth at third base is Justin Turner. Batting seventh in left field is A.J. Pollock. Batting eighth in center field, Gavin Lux. Batting ninth, your starting pitcher, number 26, Tony Gonsolin.
This.
Oh, my God.
Are you not entertained?
Is the Six Flags most thrilling play of the game.
Six Flags Magic Mountain, celebrating 50 years of thrills with the tallest, the fastest, and the steepest coasters ever built, including coaster icons like the newest West Coast Racers, Twisted Colossus, Goliath, and more, only at the thrill capital of the world. Now open daily. Get your tickets at sixflags.com. Phil is first up. Phil, welcome. What is your guess? Go ahead, Phil.
Go with Trey Turner in the second, inside the park.
Wow, inside the park. Trey Turner in the second inning. All right, good luck to you, Phil. Rafael is our next contestant. Hi, Rafael. What's your guess?
Hey, Tim Cates. I'll go for A.J. Pollock in the third.
A.J. Pollock in the third. All right, good luck to you, Rafael. Jeff is our third and final contestant. Jeff, what's your guess?
I'm going with Max Muncy in the first. We're getting this thing started right away.
I hope so. Good luck to you, Jeff. Good luck to Rafael, and good luck to Phil, our three contestants tonight. When we continue here on Dodgers on Deck, we'll check in with David Vasse and Rick Monday as we lead up to first pitch. Dodgers and Diamondbacks on this Friday night. I'm Tim Cates. This is World Champion Dodgers Audio Network. Dodgers and Diamondbacks from Phoenix. Tony Gonsolin on the mound. First pitch coming up at 6:40. Dodgers baseball is brought to you by Owning. With today's low mortgage rates and rising home values, why not refinance with Owning? It's quick and it's easy. Give them a call at 833-2-OWNING. Still to come, we'll get you the keys to the game. We'll dive deeper into this pitching matchup. But first.
And now, joined by David Vasse, here's LA Dodgers broadcaster and World Series champion Dodger, Rick Monday.
Well, Rick, in the pennant race between the Dodgers and Giants, it felt like yesterday was a big day in the Dodgers' favor.
It was. It was a huge game, and what a way to be able to come back. And for Max Muncy, hopefully, signs of things to come. That first pitch. How strange is this, David? Because, you know, you go into extra innings, now you have the placed runner and get runner at second base. So technically, for Max Muncy in the 10th inning, in a tie ball game, a two-run leadoff home run.
That's unheard of these days, right? I guess that's baseball in 2021, a leadoff two-run home run.
It is. It is. And especially when you look at the scoring, there's only one earned run that is charged to the pitcher who threw the pitch because of the placed runner. So, yes, it's going back and forth. But obviously a very, very big and needed win at a particular time. And I know earlier you asked Dave Roberts about the fact is that I believe the Dodgers were probably on their plane headed to Phoenix, Arizona, and watching the Giants game on their TV on board when they found out, is that okay, the Dodgers closed within one game of first place in the West.
Yeah, and it feels like everybody's acknowledging that was a big win because the calendar is starting to run out on this regular season. And Rick, I know yesterday was a big win, but the Dodgers have to take care of business in Phoenix against a very poor Diamondbacks team.
Absolutely. I think you and I were talking a little bit earlier. Charlie and I have been talking as well. For me, this is a must sweep the series. And you know, not to belittle the Arizona Diamondbacks, they've lost 104 games so far. The Dodgers are 14-2 against them this season. But these are games that you just really have to win against a ball club that has had all kinds of problems. You have to take advantage of it. It's not a pretty sight. It's not easy to talk about. But no, they need to have a big performance tonight, not only by Tony Gonsolin. But if we go back to yesterday's ball game, David, the Dodgers did something that we don't normally see them do. And that's they expanded the strike zone. And they had way too many chases and swings at pitches way out of the strike zone, not just early in the game, but all throughout the game, and they need to get back on track.
They really do, and I don't know how you would describe it, Rick, but at some point, you have to stop chasing personal numbers and have unselfish at-bats to try to score runs.
Right now, there are no personal numbers. Right now, the number is, first of all, to win their ninth consecutive Western Division championship. Secondly, then they have to be able to move on. And the goal of everyone, not just those in uniform, but everybody that's in the Dodgers organization, for that matter, and the fan base. This has been a season. Look, guys, let's get back to the World Series again, take care of business again, and tomorrow, and then next year have another flag-raising ceremony, and not just a Western Division pennant, not just a National League pennant, but another World Championship flag.
Rick, Justin Turner has spoiled us over the course of his Dodger career and certainly spoiled us in the first half of this season. It hasn't been the same Justin Turner since the All-Star break. What are you seeing from the Dodger third baseman that has him hitting in the 220s since the break?
I'm seeing a lot of different movement at home plate and a lot of inside-out swings. Normally, you know, if they try and jam him, normally he's right on top of it. Even though he has the open stance, the high leg kick, he can clear out the front side. It begins with the hips to begin with. But for Justin Turner, the last six games, he's 4-for-25. And looking at some numbers earlier today, the last 28 games that he's played is just below .230, the batting average. And he's a guy that we're not seeing, at least I don't think, that we're seeing hit line drives as often. He doesn't have to hit home runs. He just needs line drives. And he gets dropped down in the lineup, not as punishment, but there's some other guys that are providing better swings at this particular time. So for Turner, he's going to bat in the number six position. Yes, he'll be at third base. And we're going to see another start by Gavin Lux in center field. Ironically enough, he did not have one fly ball hit to him yesterday in his major league debut playing in center field. And that was at Coors Field on top of it. Had a couple of ground balls hit to him, but no fly balls. And in Phoenix, it's also a rather large outfield in center. It's 407 feet away. And then the power alleys, the deepest part of left center and right center, 412 feet. So a lot of room there to roam around as well.
No doubt the Dodgers are rolling the dice with Gavin Lux in center field, but he's their only option at this point. Rick, we'll check in with you and Charlie a little bit later, but for now, we'll send it back to Tim Cates in the studio.
All right, thanks a lot, Dave. Dodgers baseball is brought to you by Kirin Ichiban, a premium Japanese lager dedicated to people, ingredients, and flavor for those who never compromise the pursuit of great taste. Still to come here on Dodgers on Deck, we'll get you a preview of this pitching matchup with Tony Gonsolin on the mound. Rick will be back with Charlie as they have the keys to the game, but up next we go high and tight with David Vassay. It's the Dodgers and Diamondbacks on this Friday night. First pitch at 6:40. I'm Tim Cates. This is the World Champion Dodgers Audio Network. Leading you up to Dodgers and Diamondbacks on this Friday night, Morongo Casino Dodgers on Deck continues. Morongo Casino Resort and Spa, good times, less than 90 minutes from wherever you are. Tony Gonsolin on the mound. First pitch from Phoenix, set for 6:40.
David Vassay.
And now, what will likely be Vassay fielding insults from a Dodger player?
It's an engagement of endearment.
This is High and Tight.
The Dodgers road trip is going to conclude in Phoenix, Arizona as they get set for game one in just a few minutes. And we're joined right now by Dodgers first base coach and one of the best people you'll meet, Clayton McCullough. Clayton, thanks a lot for the time. Appreciate it.
Oh, Dave, you're too kind. Yes, thanks for having me.
Clayton, before we get to the costumes and everything post-game, yesterday's game, when you guys get back into the clubhouse, did you feel like that was maybe the biggest win to this point of the season?
Dave, in a way, for sure. I think like the point in the season we're at, you know, we know what, you know, how little time there is left in regular season and the importance of each game and each win. And to, you know, God, to be down to our last out in the ninth with nobody on base and, you know, scratch that run across and then to get the big homer for months. Yeah, I think when we closed that one out yesterday, there was a, you know, a real sense of like jubilation. Like that was a, you know, a really special win at a very important part of time in the season.
What changed in that ninth inning, Clayton, from your perspective? You guys, your offense didn't do really much of anything until that ninth inning. What do you think changed?
You know what? I think our guys just, you know, they're going to play, you know, all 27 outs or, you know, however long that thing goes. And even though we're down to our last out, our guys all have, you know, a ton of confidence in each other and know that it just takes, hey, look, we just need to get one guy on base. And then, you know, the next kind of pass the baton to the next guy. So I don't think at any point, you know, we got the two outs that it was like, you know, man, this thing is over. And, you know, Mookie gets a big knock and next, you know, Corey, boom. And then you start to really sense it and feel it like, okay, here we go. Momentum's kind of on our side, and then Trey. So it was, I think, just a testament to the guys on this team and knowing what's at stake. And that right now, you know what, we're going to, you know, we got to play every game. Like, it's a playoff game to catch back. So I think we just, you know, see some momentum there after we got a couple guys on base, but at no point there was ever a real, like, you know, doubt that it was going to happen.
Clayton, speaking of momentum, not only do you guys come back to win, but the Padres help you out and beat the Giants. So here you are, one game back with nine to go. Do you feel like yesterday was a big swing in the season momentum to try to catch the Giants?
Dave, we certainly hope so. I mean, you know, watching how many times the Giants have been able to, you know, win a lot of those games like that. And we were, you know, I guess we all had to be Padre fans at least for, you know, for a day. Hoping they could pull that thing out. But I think for us to get the big win and then, you know, the Giants to fall yesterday, yeah, it was an extra, you know, extra shot in the arm. Like, all right, you know, we're still feel like we're in a really good spot, you know, one back with nine to play. And we're just going to, the guys have said, keep running our own race here, you know, down the stretch, not worry too much about what's going on outside of our little bubble.
I know Trey Turner started that mantra where he said, we have to stop talking about the Giants, thinking about the Giants. We just have to take care of our own business. Do you feel like they have followed those words?
I really do. I think there has been a, you know, for the last couple of weeks, a concerted effort on our part to say, you know what, like, look, regardless of how things finish out, all we can do is, you know, try to win games. And honestly, like, try to be playing at our best, peaking, playing really good baseball going into the playoffs. Because, you know, winning the division or not, if we're not playing well, and, you know, we're not taking care of our own stuff. Like, I mean, the World Series is going to be tough to try to win. And that's the ultimate goal. So it's like, look, let's just kind of worry about our own house and, you know, worry about our side of the street and, like, play really good baseball to try to win each game. And then that's the only thing we can control and not worry too much about what's going on, you know, in another game somewhere else. So I do. I think it's a nice way to kind of reel in your focus as a group to just the task at hand, which is, you know, us as is tonight, you know, coming in here and trying to play real well and get a win against the Diamondbacks.
Dodgers first base coach Clayton McCullough is our guest, and you had a happy flight to Phoenix, Arizona yesterday. I know the team had the costumes going on. Did one group of players really stick out to you more than others? I got to be honest with you. I thought Mookie Betts and Gavin Lux going with the Wesley Snipes and Woody Harrelson, White Men Can't Jump, I thought to me was the winner. What did you think of the costumes yesterday?
You know what? I was blown away with, you know, my first experience doing this, blown away with some of the creativity, you know, that guys put into it. It was unreal. I mean, yeah, you know, Gavin and Moog, that was hilarious. You know, our starting, you know, pitching crew there was the best, yeah. Like the biker gang. That was awesome. And then I think, you know, Brandon McDaniel and Travis Smith, some of our performance and staff were like, yeah, the Happy Gilmore.
That was
look.
Great.
I mean, that was Travis Smith. It was Chubbs. Like, that was great. I mean, So there was a lot of there was some serious thought and care put into some of those choices guys made, and it was certainly, David, it was much better feeling being all together after that win, you know, addressing it. It was a lot of fun.
Certainly a lot of smiles in those photos we saw on the way to Phoenix from Denver. Let's keep those smiles going today, Clayton. Another win for the Dodgers.
All right, Dave. Yes, that's, you said it, and let's keep it going.
Sounds good. There he goes. Dodger first base coach Clayton McCullough joins us from Phoenix. Tim, we'll send it back to you.
All right. Thanks a lot, David. Thanks a lot, Clayton. Dodgers baseball is brought to you by Aria. Rooms and suites beyond compare. A dining destination that thrills and the best entertainment steps away. This is how we Vegas. Book at Aria.com. Still to come, Charlie and Rick will get you the keys to the game. But up next, we'll dive deeper into tonight's pitching matchup as we are 15 minutes away from first pitch from the desert. Dodgers and Diamondbacks. I'm Tim Cates. This is World Champion Dodgers Audio Network.
And down he goes. Yeah! Strikeout number 13 for Kershaw.
Don't miss a moment of Dodger coverage.
Right here on your home of the World Series champion Dodgers.
This is Morongo Casino Dodgers on deck.
Dodgers road trip continues for the first of three in the desert against the Diamondbacks. First pitch from Phoenix coming up at 6:40.
Hung on and missed strike three. Yeah!
And now before the blue hits the field, we take a look at the pitching matchup.
Presented by your Southern California Toyota dealers, Toyota's certified used vehicles are in a league of their own because the best new cars make the best used cars. See your dealer for details. They make it easy. Tony Gonsolin on the mound for the Dodgers. 27-year-old right-hander is 3-1 with a 2.93 ERA, making his 12th start this season. He's been on and off the IEL all season long last time out. Just 2 1/3 innings, 3 runs, 3 hits, coming out and pitching in relief behind Clayton Kershaw. That was last Saturday in Cincinnati. He's facing the Arizona Diamondbacks for the fifth time this year. He's 1-0 with a 2.51 ERA in 4 starts. He's gone 1-2 with a 3.62 ERA in 8 career games, including an 0-2 mark in 6 games at Chase Field. That's where he made his major league debut back in June of 2019. Humberto Castellanos is getting the start for the Arizona Diamondbacks. The 23-year-old right-hander out of Mexico is 2-1 with a 4.11 ERA, making his 6th start this year. He's been up and down from AAA. As a starter, he's 2-0 with a 4.63 ERA last time out. Did not factor in the decision, but went 5 innings, allowed 3 runs on 8 hits in a no decision against the Astros. He has made no starts against the Dodgers in his career, but the Dodgers have seen him once. That was in relief in a game last September at Dodger Stadium. So it's Humberto Castellanos, Tony Gonsolin, the pitching matchup. Autumn Racing is back at Santa Anita Park, getting in the action with racing Fridays, Saturdays, and Sundays through the whole month of October. With millions of payouts every race, explore your experience at santaanita.com/events to get your tickets. And Dodger fans, to celebrate, we're bringing you a chance to win a day at the races. Prize pack includes 6-person box, admission, parking, $100 food and beverage credit, and a betting lesson from a Santa Anita wagering ambassador. Wow, all that. Just sign up for your chance to win at am570lasports.com. Keyword Santa Anita. Dodgers and Diamondbacks, keys to the game are next. I'm Tim Cates. This is the World Champion Dodgers Audio Network. Dodgers and Diamondbacks, Tony Gonsolin on the mound. Tonight's national anthem brought to you by Mutual of America Financial Group, dedicated to providing high-value retirement plans and services. We head back out to the booth. Final check-in with Charlie and Rick, guys.
The first of a 3-game series, the Dodgers and Diamondbacks at Chase Field, where the Dodgers have beaten Arizona this year 5 out of 6, 14 out of 16 overall. And Tony Gonsolin is going to be making the start, his 14th appearance, 12th start, against Humberto Castellanos, his 13th appearance, and his 6th start for the D-backs.
I'm going to keep it very simple about Tony Gonsolin. Trust your stuff, because when he gets the ball over, only a 202 batting average against him. When he gets ahead, 0-1 is just a 169 batting average. And for the Dodgers offense, talked about it earlier, make Castellanos throw strikes. He's had the last 5 outings have been less than stellar, and he's not gone very deep into ballgames.
And while the Dodgers get ready to play at the Arizona Diamondbacks, the Giants will be spending the weekend. Their game in Colorado is already underway. Of course, we'll be scoreboard watching throughout the night. Lineups and first pitch coming up.
All right, that game's actually in the bottom of the 4th. Rockies batting with 1 out, a runner on first. Rockies and Giants all tied up at 2 apiece. We'll keep an eye on the game all night long. Dodgers and Diamondbacks are next. Charlie and Rick have the call. I'm Tim Cates. It's been Morongo Casino. Dodgers on deck on the World Champion Dodgers Audio Network. Enjoy the game, everybody. The drum and hold.